download the Monday Night Talk podcast from iTunes for free. Just search for Monday Night Talk WATD. We now return to Kevin Tachi and Monday Night Talk.
And good evening. And of course, I'm not Kevin Tachi. I'm Christine James here. But it is Monday Night Talk, a special edition as we get into political season. And we will be hosting a number of forums that are all about primary night, and these are people that are looking to get on the ballot to be that person, that candidate for the general election. So good evening and welcome to a WATD political forum. I'm Christine James, your moderator here in studio, asking me questions with Monday Night Talk show host and reporter Kevin Tachi, along with WATD's Charles Mathewson. Doing the timing for us tonight is WATD's own Amy Leonard over there with her three lovely green, red, and yellow sheets. And we all know what those mean. Green is go, red is stop, yellow is... You've got like 10 seconds, okay? I know yellow, that's kind of a questionable thing here in Massachusetts, but that's what it means during these forums. Now, the race tonight is for the 12th Plymouth District. We have the Republicans here tonight, Joe Truscelli and Summer Schmeling. Thank you so much for joining us. If you're confused about this district, well, that's why I wrote it down, because this is a tough one to remember. It is the towns of Kingston, Halifax, and Plimpton, as well as Precincts 1, 11, and 13 in Plymouth, Precinct 1 in Duxbury, and Precinct 1 in Middleborough. Consists of 105 square miles and approximately 40,000 registered voters. Now, the position is an open seat, and each one of the candidates here tonight wants to be the person on the ballot in the general election in November to defeat Democrat Kathy Lenatra. It is an open seat, with Tom Coulter leaving the seat to become the Kingston Town Administrator. Primary election Tuesday, September 4th. Now, the format here is simple. We've asked the candidates to have prepared opening and closing statements ready. Opening is 2 minutes, closing no longer than a minute, please. We have a round of questions from our esteemed reporters here. A lightning round, our favorite. Answers are either yes or no, or two sentences tops. We're going to use timers here and be very, very tough about this. Now, please try to keep your answers to a minute. At 1 minute, you get the warning, and then you get the bell. Now, we did choose the opening and closing order from the official WATD newsroom koozie, and we're going to start with Summer, and then we're going to go to Joe, and at the end, we will reverse that. So I'd like to have the opening statements from the candidates. Let's first start with Summer Schmeling. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hi. Thank you for having this forum tonight. My name is Summer Schmeling. I live in Halifax with my husband and my three children. I have a degree in molecular biology, and prior to running for office, I worked at the Marine Biological Laboratories in Woods Hole in a toxicology lab, studying the cellular effects of arsenic in drinking water. More recently, I worked at Tufts Medical School in Boston, studying the molecular action of the flu virus. In the 3.5 years I was at Tufts, I published work in 2 peer-reviewed scientific journals. As a member of my community, I've been on the Halifax Elementary School Committee for the last 5 years, chairman for the last 3 years. Prior to my election in the school committee, I was a member of the Halifax Finance Committee. I am also vice chairman of the Halifax Republican Town Committee. As you can see, I am an active and very involved member of my community. I am running for office because I want to make government work for all of us. I am committed to listening to the issues that are affecting our district, to be the ears for those who need someone to listen, and a voice for those who need someone to speak out for them. I am a person who takes action rather than sitting back and complaining when I see something affecting the members of my community. The best example I have to illustrate this is when Common Core was being rolled out. I spoke out in front of the State House in September of 2014 against implementing Common Core. I gathered signatures in all kinds of weather for months to have a question placed on the ballot both at the state and local level to repeal Common Core. In Halifax, in my hometown, I hosted forums to educate the public, and our ballot measure passed with more than 70% in favor of repeal. Although our efforts were thwarted at the state level, this taught me a very valuable lesson. I saw firsthand how I can impact issues and influence change. As your state representative, I am committed to listening to the issues that are affecting the working class families in our district.
Thank you very much.
That's my opening statement.
Thank you very much, Summer Schmeling. Now let's go to Joe Truscelli, your opening statement for our listeners, please.
Sure. Thank you, Christine, Charlie, and Kevin, for continuing to host these political forums at WATD. I'd like to congratulate Tom Coulter on his new role in Kingston and for his years of service to the 12th Plymouth District. I'd also like to thank my opponents for stepping forward and jumping into the public spotlight. My wife, Lee, and I reside in Plymouth with our three wonderful children, Joey, Tommy, and Brody, in our chocolate lab, Tahoe. Both Lee and I serve the town of Plymouth in elected positions. Lee is a member of our Plymouth School Committee, and I as a town meeting representative. I am an Iraq War veteran with nearly 18 years of service, and most recently received my commission to serve as the State Public Affairs Officer for the Massachusetts Joint Force Headquarters. During my time in the military, I earned my bachelor's degree from Bridgewater State University and an MBA from the University of Massachusetts. In 2011, I left the private sector to pursue my passion of public service. I have had the honor to serve our sheriff for over 5 years as both a deputy sheriff and as a reintegration advocate. Here I witnessed the effect of the opioid epidemic on our community firsthand. I spent time with working with those battling addiction to connect them with the treatment and services they need to recover from this awful disease, and to connect individuals with the community to prevent homelessness and address unemployment. Over the last 3 years, I have served the Baker-Polito administration at the Department of Veterans Services. I worked with our state delegation to develop meaningful and responsible legislation to protect our veterans and Gold Star families. I also led our crisis team and our outreach teams to include our SAVE team and our Women's Veterans Network. I believe experience counts, and I have the pleasure of working on some truly rewarding initiatives, as well as buckling down to address the most challenging issues facing our community. I humbly ask for your vote in the Republican primary on September 4th and in the general election on November 6th. It would be my honor to serve as your next state representative.
Thank you very much. That was the opening statement from Joe Truscelli. Now let's go to questions. Let's go with Kevin Chachi, host of Monday Night Talk. Questions for the candidate, and who is it directed at first, please?
I'm hoping my microphone works, and yeah, it is working.
Yes.
All right, so first question, and we'll start with Joe, and that is, there hasn't been capital punishment in Massachusetts since 1984. However, in the past 6 months, there have been two incidents in Massachusetts where police officers were fatally shot. Yarmouth police officer Sean Gannon in April, and then, of course, Weymouth police officer Michael Chesna, who was gunned down yesterday morning. Now, is it time to bring back the death penalty as a punishment if a suspect is found guilty by a jury for taking the life of a police officer?
I am 100% in support of that. I believe that there are certain crimes that just you cannot come back from. These are not crimes, especially these two incidents where they were lifelong criminals. This is something that, for taking the life of a police officer or first responder, should absolutely warrant the death penalty.
Summer, same question.
I agree. Yes, it should be brought back in terms of situations such as these, but I also believe that there are other situations that warrant the death penalty as well. I don't rule it out in cases where there is solid evidence, and now in the age of DNA testing, and you can irrefutably convict somebody of a heinous crime. I support capital punishment in those cases also.
If I can just follow up real quick, Christine, and that is, should there be a review of the state's laws regarding punishment for violent or repeat offenders? Joe?
Can you repeat that question?
My question is should there be a review of the state's laws regarding punishment for violent or repeat offenders?
So I think that there should always be a continuing review of legislation. We should always be looking at ways that we can enhance the laws that we already have on the books and address shortfalls that we have with these laws, as well as looking at any number of regulatory changes and ways that we do business here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
Same follow-up question, Summer.
Yeah, I think you'll find tonight that Joe and I probably agree on a lot of things. And again, I do agree with that. But I will also say that I think we have an issue in the state with enforcing our laws. I believe that we have a good number of laws already set on the books. We have an enforcement issue, in my opinion.
Okay, let's go to Charles Mathewson. Questions for the candidates.
This is the Republican primary. As Republicans, I wonder how you respond to the press conference in Helsinki today. Some prominent national Republicans have said that the president went too far. What's your opinion? Let's start with Summer.
Okay.
To be honest with you, I didn't see it.
He said he prefers the word of Putin over the intelligence services of the United States.
Trump said that?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, when people ask me about the Trump situation, I usually say to them, I'm running for state office, not federal office. So I would prefer to discuss state matters as opposed to federal issues. I don't think that Trump is always the most tactful in his delivery. In terms of questioning our own intelligence agency, there's been a lot of speculation on how trustworthy they are and how accurate the information is coming out of both the CIA and the FBI, and the corruption that is laced in both of these departments. I would have to really think about that. That's a pretty bold statement for him to say that. I mean, I don't trust what comes out of Putin's mouth either. So,
Joe.
Wow.
So, this is a very interesting scenario, and I have to be honest. I didn't have a chance to sit down and watch it. I was actually developing my closing remarks. But what I can say is that as a veteran, as someone who's currently serving, I raise my right hand to serve our nation, and I have to obey the laws of the orders of the president. I think he's made some off-color remarks that you know I don't believe are the best way of putting things. But I also think that at this point I am running for a state office, and that I'm more focused on the issues that are impacting here, and we will deal with the federal regulations that come down and the implications that are a result of the policies that come from the federal level.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. So I said that Massachusetts Republicans are a different breed of animal, different than Republicans in other states. How would you describe yourself? Are you a Baker Republican? Are you a Trump Republican? Are you a Weld Republican? Are you a Rhino? How would you describe your political leanings? Let's start with Summer.
Funny you should say that. So this is my favorite way of describing myself. My good friend in Vermont, because I lived there for 6 years, calls me a Hippublican, like, because I'm a hippie and a Republican. Mm-hmm. So I have this wide range of views. I'm very conservative when it comes to some things. I'm, you know, your classic Republican when it comes to other issues, and I'm like this libertarian hippie when it comes to other things. So I wouldn't categorize myself as any kind of Republican. I'm certainly not a Rhino. I wouldn't call myself an establishment candidate. I'm a free thinker. You know, I mean, would you like specifics on different
issues?
Sure.
Let me just ask you a quick follow-up. So
okay.
Let's get to, okay, what do you consider yourself pretty staunchly Republican with the state party on? Fiscal issues?
Yeah, I'm definitely a fiscal conservative. I don't support, you know, large tax increases. In fact, I would fight for no tax increase and finding wasteful spending in government before increasing the taxes on any family in the Commonwealth. I think that I feel pretty strongly about immigration and being a lawful resident of this country, especially when it comes to your right to vote and when it comes to certain social welfare benefits. I don't support...
What are you a hippie on?
I call myself a libertarian on some things, like I don't really care what you do in your own house kind of a thing. It doesn't really bother me. The whole pot issue doesn't get me all fired up. It doesn't bother me. There are some Republicans that are very staunchly against Massachusetts accepting marijuana in this state, and I just don't think it's an issue. It's not something I would fight against at all. You know, I guess more hippie in the sense that, like, I try to eat locally. You know, I raise my kids making their own baby food, things like that. And so I guess I'm a barefoot hippie in that nature.
Okay. Joe, are you a barefoot hippie? What kind of Republican are you?
So I like to think of myself as a truly Republican. You know, I'm out here running my race. I've had the opportunity to work for the Baker administration. I have learned endless amounts of insight into how the process works. And it's changed my views on some things and how I've approached topics. For example, I've worked on a number of issues and with the veteran community, and with that, it's also come with the idea that I also have to look at where those second and third order effects are and what other agencies are impacting, what other populations. So when I look at issues, it's usually through a common sense lens, and it's looking at, okay, know, what's the easy answer to this first, and what makes sense, and then let's vet it out and make sure that we're addressing the issues that face other communities, other demographics, and make sure that we're trying to come to a reasonable solution.
Okay, so a Truschelli Republican, is that like a Baker Republican or a Weld Republican or a Trump Republican?
So
almost said Republican. That's not a choice.
No, on a lot of issues, I would probably say that I would fall as a more of a Baker Republican. I've been in the administration for the last 3 years, and I've had that opportunity to work with people across the aisle. And one of the things that I think I really appreciate about the way that administration has operated is that they've recognized that any good idea can come from any person in the legislature, no matter how far left or how far right they are. It's the end result that we're worried about, and it's making sure that we address the challenges that any piece of legislation, and we vet it through, and that we read it carefully, and make sure that it's doing its intended work. I think that's really where the rubber meets the road, is we need to be effective. And
okay.
if we're not effective, then we're not doing our job.
So I'm thinking, what he just...
One more thing?
Okay. I was going to say is that you're saying you're a Baker Republican, but what's the Truschelli part of it?
Well, the Truschelli part of it looks at a number of the issues, and a lot of, comes down to when we're talking about immigration and things like that. I think that there's a right path in. I've listened to issues on both sides of it, and I've listened to the sound bites, and I realize that our immigration system needs work one way or the other. And there's I've been asked this question on doorsteps a number of times where I fall in immigration. I say that, my family came here as immigrants. They did it the right way. My grandfather served in World War II as an Italian who had immigrated to this nation, and he went about it the right way. And I think that, that's commendable. And I think that there is a pathway in here, and we just need, these are things that we need to work collaboratively on. And that's, I think that's something that I look at as being on my own two feet.
Summer, you had a quick follow-up comment?
Yeah, I just wanted to make the point that I consider myself a constitutional conservative. Like, I truly believe in the Constitution of the United States of America, and I don't believe that it's a, moldable document. That some people say that it's a breathing document, and it, needs to change with time, and I personally don't believe that. And then in regards to the Trump part of it, is people ask me, somebody asked me if I hate Trump, and my response was, I don't hate anybody, because hate is just, hate is not in my vocabulary, it's not in my children's vocabulary. And I supported Trump when he was our Republican nominee, and like I had stated previously, I don't think he always has the most tactful delivery, but I certainly am not anti-Trump.
Okay. Kevin, did you have another question you want to ask?
I was just going to make a remark. One has a candy coating, the other one doesn't. That's all it is.
There you go. Charlie Mathewson?
I have to ask, what part of Vermont?
Burlington. My daughter was born there.
Oh, yeah, okay. Because there's a difference between Northeast Kingdom and Brattleboro.
There certainly is.
Yeah.
There certainly is.
Chittenden County.
Yes.
Questions? Besides geography? Charles?
I have another question if he doesn't.
I do, of course. Summer, what for both of you, what committee would you like to be assigned to as a freshman, if you make it?
When I make it, you mean? I honestly haven't even thought about that, to be brutally honest with you. I'm like so hyper-focused on doing the work to even get there that I don't even know what's going to happen when I get there.
Okay, I have a follow-up. Joe? Do you have a committee assignment?
Sure. So there's a number of committees that I feel passionate about, and I think that one of them would be on economic development. But I think, one that's near and dear to my heart is the Veterans and Federal Affairs Committee, which, works on a lot of the issues that I've had the opportunity. But, getting outside of that box, and part of the reason why I decided to run was that I wanted to be able to be a little bit more broad spectrum and not be narrowed down to one issue. So I think economic development is one, and I'd probably go into try and get onto the education committee as well. I think that that's something that I'd like to be involved with.
Okay, so let's move along past your committee assignments. Sorry, Summer, but pastor committee assignments, what kind of legislative initiatives would you like to be part of, either authoring yourself or signing on to? Summer, education, the education formula that towns have to work under, health. What kinds of initiatives would you like to take?
So I was reading today that the foundation budget is in the process of being tweaked, and it's gone through the Senate and back through the House, and it's just getting pushed around. There are different amendments being added to it. When I spoke, when Kevin interviewed me earlier in June, that was something that I spoke a lot about, because I'm chair of the school committee and I understand how the budget works, and I definitely think that that formula is outdated. I know it's outdated. And so that's legislation I would certainly support, is increasing local aid to our communities, for sure. Knowing a decent amount about science and public health, you know, I certainly want to be part of any of that discussion that's taking place.
Yeah, the foundation formula is, and I think that's a bipartisan.
It should be, because it's not a political issue, really. It's about educating our children and relieving our towns.
Joe, what about you? Sure. You mentioned veterans. Anything to do with reintegration? I know the Plymouth does a Plymouth County does a good job at reintegration. Maybe you could see that go statewide.
So, to that specifically. That is more of a executive branch function, and that's something that's a policy set by the sheriff's department in each one. And I think that there should be some collaboration between EOPS and them, and the Mass Sheriff's Association does get together and discuss these topics. But as for the foundation budget bill, I've had the opportunity to watch the Senate pass it unanimously, and it had some key components that I thought were very valuable. I saw the House finally passed it, which I think is great, and it implements the budget over 5 years, which is good in itself. It hasn't been updated in 25 years. One of the key components of the Senate bill that I thought is a win if it makes it through conference committee is the fact that it would then be a 5-year review for Chapter 70 at the legislative level. So there wouldn't be that challenge of saying, okay, it's been, you know, we won't be going 25 years and running into that issue.
Okay, close. Any follow-up on that?
No.
Okay, I want to ask you both this question, and this was something I had set aside. We had a couple of our listeners sent this in, wanting to know the three ballot questions and where you stand on it. So if I can ask you each question, and you can give me a couple of sentences. I'll start with you, Summer. Question one in the ballot question calls for lower nurse-to-patient ratios at Massachusetts hospitals. Do you support that? Just try to keep that to a couple sentences.
Yeah, this one's tricky for me. So I had a long conversation with a woman that was part of the MNA, and she made some very valid points. So then I turned around and had a long conversation with a good friend of mine who works at South Shore Hospital. It's a non-union hospital, and she made some very valid points against this ballot measure.
Okay.
So I frankly, not being a nurse, don't know what the right answer is, but based on what my friend told me who works at South Shore, I'm going to say that it might not be the best answer for our nurses.
Okay, looks like we're not going to get to those two other questions this time. I'll go to, because we went to the minute, let's go to Joe. Do you support question one, calling for lower nurse-to-patient ratios at Massachusetts
hospitals? So it's a very interesting question, and I've had an opportunity to talk to a couple nurses about this, and I see the value in increasing the number of nurses that per patient, making sure that you have that that coverage. One of the challenges is the business perspective on that, and making sure that the other ancillary services that nurses, the skilled positions, aren't thrown by the wayside. One of which being like phlebotomists, for instance, and making sure that they still have their jobs. And that's a job that nurses are also trained to, that they'll probably have to adapt to. So, before I run out of time,
is it, do you support it or not? Yes or no.
I will likely support this in the fall. I want to do a little bit more research before I give my final answer.
Okay, let's go over to you. Kevin Tachi, questions for the candidates.
All right, well, what is your understanding of Silver Lake? It's a body of water that the city of Brockton uses for drinking water and has legislatively controlled for more than a century. has been the source of major concern. And the recent state rep, Tom Calter, it was one of the items or issues that he was working on before he decided to go on to be a town administrator in Kingston. Give me your thoughts on your understanding of this issue, and if this is something that you'll look to work on if you're elected.
Who are you asking?
Summer.
Okay.
My apologies.
Yes, most definitely, because I also see the effects that it has on Monpont Lake, the West Lake, and I've spoke very extensively with the Monpont watershed, and it's... I think they feel like it's a losing battle, unfortunately. I will certainly do everything that I can to work my tail off to make sure that this issue gets remedied, but it's been a battle that's been ongoing for years and years and potentially even decades. And I think everybody's a little bit frustrated and isn't necessarily sure that there is going to be a remedy anytime soon, to be brutally honest about it.
Is this something that you're hearing from any of the residents? Is there any concern? Is it residents or officials in regards to this issue? Or is it not something you've heard about on the campaign
trail? Oh, no, no. I've had long discussions about it, and I see it right in my own backyard. Unfortunately, the result of the discussion is until Brockton is willing to cooperate, there's really not a whole lot that we can do, and it doesn't appear like they're willing to cooperate. That's okay. The answer I'm getting. Okay. But that doesn't mean I'm not going to continue to work on it.
Same question, Joe.
This is an issue I really look forward to working on. I've had an opportunity to look at this, and I've had an opportunity to look at some of the facts behind it and looking at the algae blooms and the counts per million per liter and how it's impacting the community and the fact that, you know, the representation from Brockton has basically been appalled at the fact that the people of Halifax want to be able to utilize the lake and be on the beaches over there. And if they don't want to work with us, these are things that can be fixed legislatively. And this is something that I would be able to take up the charge on. And, you know, like I've mentioned in the past, that this is an issue that I would probably take the legislation that the previous representative had used, and I'd probably put my own tweaks to it. I haven't decided what ones would go into it, but I would definitely work with the surrounding communities to make sure that we're addressing those needs.
Okay. Charles Mathewson, questions for the candidates?
By the way, it's been about 120 years that Silver Lake has been controversial.
Yeah, it's not going to happen overnight, unfortunately. Mm-hmm.
So this is a really weird district that has six towns, parts of three towns, all of three towns. We know this district well, and it's really varied. How do you do constituent services and respond to this wide variety of people in a wide variety of geographies, Summer?
What do you mean by that? How do I do constituent services?
Well, constituent services are at least half of the job of state rep, responding to voters' concerns. And it's a wide variety of voters in a wide variety of towns. Have you thought about how to serve those people?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, every representative should have an office in their district. This district is very strange, and I have been out door knocking and come across a wide variety of people with a wide variety of concerns. And anywhere from we have a lot of people that ride motorcycles in this district, and they have concerns about texting and helmet laws, and then you have people who want to talk to me about the fact that they can't ride their dirt bike in their yard because we have a lot of land here, and you have people who want to talk to me about the Second Amendment. That's actually a huge issue in this district because we have a lot of sportsmen. And I guess the best, I'm a very open and receptive person, and I'm constantly out and about in the district, and just being open and receptive to people and having office hours and in a location that's accessible and being responsive, because unfortunately I've reached out to, you know, elected officials and gotten no response, and that's not the kind of person that I am. So
I've seen you everywhere.
Yeah.
County commissioner meetings, town meetings.
Every town meeting.
Joe, same question.
Sure. So this is a this is six towns with six unique sets of problems and challenges that they face, and I'll probably try and find a centrally located office that's easily accessible from each of the communities. But with that being said, I think it's important that there's time that's being dedicated in each community to address their concerns and sit down with them. And, Oak Point representing a big part of Middleborough, and I look forward to having office hours up there as well as throughout the district, and being flexible. And I'm going to listen to my constituents. If the times that I'm initially doing are not working, I will adjust them to make sure that I'm meeting the needs that they have.
Okay. I want to go back to those ballot questions again. Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask you about question number two, and that would put Massachusetts voters on record as opposing the 2010 U.S. Supreme Court Citizen United ruling that opened the doors to greater political spending by corporations and labor unions. Do you support question number two, or are you against that? Summer.
Explain that to me one more time.
Would put Massachusetts voters on record as opposing the 2010 U.S. Supreme Court Citizens United ruling that opened the door to greater political spending by corporations and labor unions.
That's ballot question two. We're saying, as Massachusetts, that we're opposed to allowing corporations to donate large sums
to greater political spending by corporations and labor unions. I don't know if you...
I don't support that.
Okay.
I don't support allowing corporations and... Like, I feel like the people get left behind a lot. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like I don't have all kinds of money to dump into a cause. You know what I mean? And I guess I really feel like I got burned when it came to the Common Core thing, because it was like thousands of us all fighting, and we were all the little men. And then like the big men came in with their big bucks and just totally ripped the carpet out from underneath us. And that's not okay, in my opinion.
What about you, Joe? Question number two.
Sure. So as I understand the question, it's that we're allowing Massachusetts to come out and openly oppose greater spending by the unions and businesses. And that's something that, I think it's admirable, and I would definitely be in support of allowing if it's the will of the people, I will support that.
Okay. Kevin Chachi, question for the candidates.
So recently the governor signed the Grand Bargain Bill, which will gradually increase the minimum wage to $15 an hour, eliminate Sunday and holiday time and a half, provide 12 to 20 weeks of paid leave, and create an annual sales tax holiday weekend. Of course, there were things that were sacrificed, lowering the sales tax, and also raise up Massachusetts would no longer fight for the raise of the income tax, raise up the per hour minimum wage. Give me your thoughts on the bill itself. How do you feel about that? Do you feel too much was sacrificed? Or do you feel that it was a good bargain?
So there's two ways of looking at this, two schools of thought. And the first one being that this, and the governor stated in his remarks that, this bill was better than any of these as standalones. And, I can understand that. I'm still not a big fan of that bill. I don't know that it was really a grand bargain as much as it was one side got what they wanted and there was very little give. I feel that the sales tax holiday was diminished the way that they did it, because they put a cap on where the level that you could get to. But I also think that those ballot initiatives were important, and that the people that put in that work into those should have been heard. And if they passed and it was the will of the people, that's something that we could have worked with as the legislature.
Same question, Summer.
I was really mad when I heard about this, to be brutally honest with you. And funny enough, I went out that day door knocking, and the first house I knocked on, the guy came out and had my ear for about a half an hour about how upset he was about this bill. Couple of reasons. I don't support a $15 minimum wage. I think it's going to hurt small businesses. I think that it's also going to hurt teenagers that are looking for a job. It's going to hurt low-skilled workers that just need to make a buck to pay their rent. So I don't support that part of it. And I also think it's really unfortunate, because there are single mothers, single fathers, people that sacrifice their time on Sundays, people that sacrifice their time on holidays to work to make that extra money to supplement their income, and now that's been taken away from them. So I'm not happy with this bill.
Well, not to mention with the paid leave, I believe there's a new tax that's created in order to be able to financially take care of that through your check, basically. Okay.
So that's another fee that's added into this, and you know I do share my opponent's view on this when it comes to the $15 minimum wage. I've had the opportunity to talk to the NFIB on that, and one of the issues, and I got to go back to the bill and just verify to make sure I've got this correct, but they're going to tie it to inflation as well. So $15 is the minimum that it's going to be. From that point on, if inflation continues to grow, my understanding, as the question, it will only be able to go up as inflation goes up. So that means that $15 could really put a hamper on local businesses, which is what makes up our district.
Okay. I want to go to lightning round now, and this is when we're going to ask some questions, which are either yes or no or one or two sentences tops, and then we're going to go to our final and closing statements. So, Charles Mathewson, lightning round questions for the candidates who they're directed at.
Two of your communities have allowed retail marijuana. Are you for or against pot shops?
Okay. Is that yes or no?
Yes or no.
Okay. Start with Summer. For or against?
Are you talking recreational marijuana or are you talking medical?
Recreational. Plymouth and Kingston have both approved retail marijuana.
I think within proper zoning.
Okay, it's yes or no. Remember, this is lightning round. Joe Truscelli, same question.
Or two sentences, correct?
Yes, but the
well, okay. Three words, so, how's that?
Okay.
So, the simple answer is that it's a local issue. Okay. And I will support the decisions of the town.
Okay. Kevin Tachi, lightning round question.
Many communities are pushing for plastic bag bans. Would you ever support a statewide plastic bag ban?
Yes or no, Joe Truscelli?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely
yes or no,
not.
Summer. Okay. That's your question, which I do with every single forum.
Yes, come
forum.
On.
Favorite
We're
question.
Waiting for it.
Christine's favorite questions.
Take
one.
2 cents.
Ah, come on, Christine.
That's the Dan Pilata impression. Plymouth County government, time to stay or time to go? Two sentences, Joe Ooh. Truscelli.
I will say keep it.
Okay. Summer Schmeling.
Don't know enough about the issue to make an educated decision.
Okay. I'm going to go to closing statements now. I wish we could have talked longer, but you're listening to a political forum here. Republican candidates for the 12th Plymouth District. They're going to give our closing statements. We're going to go to the opposite order that we had at the beginning. We started with Summer last time. So this time we will start with Joe Truscelli. Joe Truscelli.
So thank you to you and your listeners, as always. I'm honored to participate in the WATD forum and thank my opponent for joining us. As you heard today, there's several clear differences my opponent and I have and how we plan to represent the district. I consider myself lucky to have had the opportunity to serve our communities in multiple capacities over the years and have spearheaded several of the issues in my time working for our sheriff, United States Air Force, as well as the Baker-Polito administration. The experience I've gained over the years building relationships and working on these issues gives me the credibility to work across state government to get the job done. I ask that you please get to know my campaign and visit our website at Truscelli.com and follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Truscelli Committee and Twitter at Joe Truscelli. It would be my honor to earn your vote in both the September 4th primary as well as the November 6th general election.
Thank you very much. That was Joe Truscelli. Now, Summer Schmeling, your final comment for our listeners tonight.
Well, thank you again for inviting me here tonight, and thank you, Joe, both for this opportunity and, but more importantly, for the service to our country that you've given, so I appreciate that. In closing, I would like to say that I believe that I am the candidate who can bring quality change to the dynamic of the legislature. I am not interested in playing political games or winning a popularity contest. I am interested in representing the people that live in this district. As a scientist, I have learned the importance and value in collaboration. Great ideas can come from anyone at any time. We are all working towards a common goal for the greater good of those we represent. As a community, we have an opioid crisis that doesn't discriminate. Most of us have children or grandchildren that need to be educated. Many of us have family members who are veterans or are in the armed forces and they need support. It is senseless for all of us to take a different path to reach the same solution. I don't have all the answers and I'm not going to pretend that I do. The key is having someone with an open mind, an open heart, an open door, and the ability to look at the grand scope of the issue. I have that quality. I have the strength and compassion to tackle tough problems plaguing our district. I have the drive and problem-solving skills needed to work collectively towards solutions. I will be honored to have your support throughout the campaign and work tirelessly to earn your vote both September 4th and November 6th.
Thank you, Summer Schmelly. Appreciate that. You've been listening to a political forum, the Republican candidates for the 12th Plymouth District, and the primary election is on Tuesday, September 4th. Stay tuned to WATD for complete political coverage. We'll bring you every exciting race and winner, too. Remember, if you don't vote, you don't have a voice. I'm Christine James. Thank you for joining us. Thank you, Charles Mathewson and Kevin Tachi and Amy Leonard. We'll be back after this.
Is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi, on 95.9 WATD.